Welcome, everyone, to the Meaningful Hearts podcast, where we discuss the everyday questions that make us or break us if we let them. With your hosts, Drew and Daniela, take our hands and let's walk this journey together.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Meaningful Hearts podcast. Drew was solo last week. This week, I am solo. And I actually love how these two episodes are turning out. I know he shared his struggles during that episode with work and everything that was going on regarding work, but I actually hadn't heard the episode until it was posted. And I am so grateful that I didn't have a heads up, because my response, or this episode, is a response to that episode. I actually learned something within that episode, which I will share with you all when I get to it in a moment. I think that made sense. I hope it made sense. So let me recap a little bit for those of you who haven't heard his previous episode. Obviously, as I was listening, I was taking notes because that's what I do. So Drew was talking a lot about his struggles with how he's currently feeling at work. He gave some analogies, which I love analogies. Part of him feels like he's drinking from fire hose, or the chickens are coming to roost in his head. He, in a lot of ways, is questioning his abilities to perform at a level that he deems exceptional on top of the expectations for the job. He's also going against the norm. Drew and I are both very unconventional, and we love that about each other. However, in the real world, being unconventional and challenging the norm comes with a lot of hurdles and setbacks, especially in the field of sales. When Drew and I have conversations about what he does, I literally say to him, I could never be a salesperson, because the idea of cold calling and other responsibilities that a sales job entails, I wouldn't be able to do. And he also talked about his having to deal with rejection and dealing with the attitudes and overall feeling very stressed out. I also think that in listening to the episode, he is experiencing a fear of failure. I think all of us at some point experience a fear of failure. And I think all of us at some point experience what he's experiencing, doubting ourselves, doubting our abilities. You know, as a therapist, now that I've had a little bit more time and getting comfortable and confident, but there are certainly times where I'm like, is this the right thing? Did I do right by this person? Am I doing a good job? And I think we all experience some doubt, struggle, stressor, anxiety in our lives. So that's the recap of the episode. Now, for me, in response to that episode, I want to talk about, I want to talk about what it's like for me to see him go through these struggles and these challenges. Now, I so appreciate you, Drew. I know you're going to listen to this. I so appreciate that you think so highly of me as your support system. He says that, and I think we're a great support system to each other. But I know that he really values my support and I really value his. That being said, when I see him going through these struggles and these stressors and these anxieties, there is a part of me that's like, damn, Daniela, you know, how are you going to support him? How are you going to help him figure it out? And one of the things that I really struggle with, I actually came to this realization on my own, on reflecting on what he's experiencing, is because I don't know if it's because I'm a therapist or because I'm a human being, because I also think that human beings do this. When he's sharing with me sometimes, my first usual questions are, what can I do for you? How can I support you? Which I think are great questions to ask for those of you who are ever in a position where somebody else is struggling and you're not sure how to help them. Just start by asking, you know, what can I do for you? How can I support you? Which again are great questions. But I also think that sometimes, you know, the person and Drew might not know how they can best be supported. And again, I don't know if it's me being a therapist or me being part of human, because I also think that all humans do this, is that my mind goes into, how do we fix it? How do I help you? I have these tools in my mind that may not necessarily help you solve or overcome everything that you're feeling, but I have some ideas. And I've realized that in those moments, I have bit my tongue, not because I don't feel comfortable in sharing it with him, but because I don't want to invalidate or make him feel unheard. I am sure that anybody listening at some point in their life has gone to somebody with a problem just to be heard or really not sure what they need. And the person automatically goes into, well, you should do this, this, or this. These are your options. I think the most common thing is when we talk with parents, teenagers and children in general, really, and even adults of parents often feel like you're not even listening. So I try to be very mindful of this, because some of the things that come to mind are things that I've done in my work with clients. And I don't think that Drew has ever said anything along the lines of, hey, don't therapize me, you know, because as a therapist, I do have relationships with people who are a little intimidated or they're a little insecure sometimes about the fact that I'm a therapist. And then they will say, well, you're just trying to therapize or analyze me. And my response to that is, even if I wasn't a therapist, I would probably still be doing those things. But that's maybe another topic. Remaining on how to figure out a way to support Drew, and really for you listening, to support others who maybe experience something similar, is, again, start off with those questions of what can I do for you? How can I support you? But also just narrowing it down to two. Can I provide some solutions for you right now? Or do I just hold space and sit here with you? I think that's something that I learned about myself and how to implement this week. And again, he isn't going to listen to this until he listens to it. So Drew, you're going to have to let me know what you think. I also, in listening to his episode, I learned something about how else I can support him. And I think it's so important to include this, because it really is very telling about the importance of self-reflection. In encouraging him to journal, and then his decision to record an episode about how he's feeling, one of the things that stood out to me the most was the very end, when he said that I am supportive of him, but what he realized is that maybe what he's lacking is self-love, inner support, and needing to be more patient with himself. And without him knowing it, he just gave me an idea of how else I, or another option I can provide for him when he's going through it. You know, talking about self-love and what that means. And I know that after he listens to this, he and I are going to have a conversation to debrief. I'm very curious as to what his thoughts are going to be. And, you know, I think it's a fun way to break up, you know, because the goal of our podcast is to help you build a more meaningful life, and doing it in an unconventional way. So sometimes, and most times, we record together, but after, hey, I think it was, I don't remember if it was him that did something, an episode on his own first, or something I did first, but it's a very interesting dynamic to hear what he has to say without knowing or planning or talking about it together and having a response. And like I said, I am curious as to how Drew will ultimately, I guess, internalize the episode and what conversations we're going to have. And who knows, maybe we will recap it together or revisit it at a later time on the show itself. But I thought it was important to leave you, our listener, with, I guess, a suggestion on how to support, several suggestions rather, on how to support somebody who's going through a hard time or when you yourself are going to through a hard time. Because it really is so important to self-reflect. I think in encouraging him, I had encouraged him to journal, and his decision to be open and honest with you all, I'm a very big believer in self-disclosure and vulnerability. I use self-disclosure with my clients, and I have found maybe 90-95% of the time when I'm open and I'm vulnerable about something that's happened in my life, it actually strengthens the relationship even more. So a quick shout out to Drew. Thank you for being vulnerable to all of us, and also for taking the time to reflect. And for those of us on the outside, encouraging those going through it to take some time and self-reflect, whether that's journaling, you know, if you have a podcast, talk about it on your podcast. If you don't, record yourself. I've definitely done that. And then through the process of recording myself and reflecting, I realized what I need. And I think the same happened for Drew towards the end of his episode. And I absolutely love that. It's very powerful. I'm a little out of breath right now because I've been talking a lot. So I apologize. And I thank you for listening. And I hope that this episode, in response to Drew's previous episode, helps you in some way, shape, or form. Even if that's just one thing that you've taken away, whether it's for yourself or somebody else, then the things that we experience and handle and try to figure out end up being even more meaningful. So, yeah, I think that's a good place to, this is what I say to clients in my sessions, putting a pin in it. And we'll come back next week and see what else is in store. Thank you all again for listening, and have a wonderful morning, day, evening. If you happen to be in the East Coast, it's going to be snowing these next couple of days, or it's actually going to have snowed by the time you listen. But in any case, I'm getting way off track here. Just thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Drew appreciates you. We both appreciate and love you very much.